because last night I was a particularly volatile human being, and I had like valid reasons to be upset, but the way that it communicated how upset I am or was not cool.
Son of a bitch. One second.
You're fine. I'm gonna do a sound check.
Look at this Hellfire Club shirt. Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother. All right, hold on. Brother. Oh, hell, your face looks like thinner. Oh,
let me send you something, actually.
I saw your picture, obviously.
No, look at this. One second. This is 9 days apart.
Dude, that's insane. You've been going hard. That's good for you.
It's only like 6 pounds, but it's like 4 inches off my waist.
What day are you on?
12.
Oh, damn. Okay, so you've got a long way to go.
Yeah.
Not to discourage you or anything. I definitely don't want that. If it's making you happy with yourself, then keep doing it, obviously.
Like 53 days left?
That's not bad. It'll be summer by then.
Yeah.
Which is fucked. And that's the whole thing that I need to talk about, actually. But I had a weird synchronicity earlier that I need to tell you about. It's really unpleasant.
I love unpleasant things. Your autism is showing all over your face.
Very kind of you. Thank you. It's very trendy right now, if you haven't noticed.
I'm not saying your face is I'm just saying it's autistic.
We give you fucking 2 weeks with your baby daddy and you're dropping the R word.
Did call somebody emotionally yesterday. I don't remember who it was, though.
That's valid. They probably are.
I don't know what's happening to me.
All right, go.
Do it.
All right, I've gone.
Okay.
We're going. Three. Wait. Three, two, one.
It was perfect. Trust me.
I'm smart. Welcome back to the most punctual podcast.
Yeah. We're
here's the thing.
Time.
I'm just gonna throw this out here in the upfront or whatever. I do all the editing because Jamie does all of the other things. I don't know how to like the distribution, the back end, the hashtagging, mm-hmm. Whatever, the search engine optimization. She's not doing great at it, but she's doing her best.
Here.
And I have just not had time to even go back and connect. We had 2 audio files last. It didn't matter. There was an audio issue with the last episode we recorded. That's where there's been a huge gap on top of our normal just degeneracy. And I have been getting my ass kicked by work. And the days are also getting longer, and that has me kind of down and out. Like, I'm sort of bummed.
You're just like, wow, so, time is so infinite right now.
It's not. I just hate when I feel like I hate when my cozy time gets pushed back. You know what I mean? Like, the days are so fucking long now, and they're not even done getting longer, bro.
No, not even close. Going. Yeah.
So, you know, I was having a really, honestly, like, I hate to say it, but, like, February is perfect daylight to night ratio for me. It just sucks that the weather is shitty in the Northern Hemisphere. But, I mean, I can hang as long as there's, like...
Yeah, I do better in, like, a March, I think. March is kind of the ideal for me because it's sort of, like, you're not out of winter totally, Pisces but you're not season. Into spring yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just works for me.
I prefer an aquarian naturally. Sun that's, to moon ratio.
That's your self-centered behavior showing up.
Well, I like Libra season too. I won't lie.
I'm sorry. I have to drink so much fucking water these days. I just be drinking water all the time.
That's good. You should. Tell the listeners what.
My gallon a day. Oh, it's
what's,
so stupid.
What's kicking your ass outside of work that makes you not able to contribute to the pod?
Well, I'm doing 75 hard, which is the most douche bro thing a person can do at this point when it comes to fitness. like the dumbest thing you can do is just go, you know what you're going to do is like work out twice a day, every day. for 75 days. You're also going to drink a gallon of water. You're going to read 10 pages of a nonfiction book. A whole gallon. You're going to follow a diet. Oh, you have to
read?
I have to read with my eyes, not with my ears, like usual.
But you're getting sculpted, dude. Look at you. It's happening so fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's like the initial weight. But like, yeah, no, I mean, I can tell my body's feeling and looking significantly different. It's actually kind of annoying because the things that were working so well to burn a lot of calories in the beginning, it's like fucking tapering off. Like I'm having to walk faster. I'm having to do a harder level of Beat Saber because that's been my evening workout. It's just playing fucking Beat Saber on my VR, but it's burning calories. So fuck it.
I don't know what Beat Saber is.
It's like Dance Dance Revolution, but with your arms as lightsabers.
Oh, is this a VR thing?
Mm-hmm.
I'll get there.
It's like dancing. You're just like dancing.
It sounds fun. I count it. It's fun.
It is fun. It's super fun. Next time I see you, I'm going to bring my VR.
Next time you see me, what about when I come see you?
You're never coming.
That's not true. Not true. Don't make me feel worse than I already feel about
how it's fine.
Just a slave I am to my fucking career.
I feel that.
I just have such a complex in this boys club being one of the women in my field. It's like it's hard to not try to, I don't know. But I do hate my job. It takes too much of my life, and that's why I can't do the things I want to do, this being one of them. But whatever, we're not gonna lament on that this evening. Just be in the moment. That's my thing now. Today I felt like it was extra like simulesque, like I'm just living in a simulation. But and hear me out, because this sounds retarded. But I like today felt with the earthquake in New York and like all the people talking about the rapture and just like I feel like a little one. But I mean, you know, every basic bitch in Manhattan. I love them. They're my people, but you know, they were all just losing their minds, freaking out, immediately hopping on Twitter to be a center of attention. Like, just, you know, 4.8. But anyway, yeah, like that.
It's not that low.
It's not that low. It's less
not than for those the tall, one tall buildings.
Right. Yeah, no. And I think that they're going to just completely skip over any building code they pretend to have in the city and like say it's all fine and it's really not fine. But I'm sure whatever isn't fine, they're just looking at it like, well, we could just build something nicer and newer. Now it's good. Maybe the earthquake was planned. Maybe they're trying to destroy some of New York for like new real estate and newer buildings.
Mm.
It's a liberal agenda. They're trying to erase our history.
That's the liberal agenda.
It is the liberal agenda.
Ma'am.
So they say. Through their actions.
I think they just don't want like statues up of slaveholders everywhere. Actually, that's like the least bothersome thing I think the Liberal Party does is periodically just like knock down statues. I'm always like, that's fucking punk rock.
You know, honestly, as like being the kind of person that I am online and like the circles that I find myself in doesn't really echo who I am as a person, believe it or not.
No, and I know.
Kind of don't give a fuck about the statues. Is that weird?
I don't know why I just, people like, do give a fuck about the statues.
It's just like that shit's going to go away one day anyway.
Yeah, it's going to rot or it's going to go in a museum to rot otherwise.
And I feel the same way about the Breonna Taylor statues or the George Floyd statues or whatever are out there. Like, those are also going to rot and die one day too. So who gives a fuck?
Sure.
I'm not going to say how I feel about them being up there. You can assume.
Do you have a problem with them? I mean, I didn't even know there were George Floyd or Breonna Taylor statues.
I've heard, but I have no way of knowing for sure because I don't care enough to look into it.
But like, you know, at the same time, I don't really care that like slaveholders had statues up either. It just doesn't really. You know what I do care about is Baltimore's bridge falling down.
I do care about that. Well, that's an impact on the East Coast is going to be all fucked up from that. That's going to be. I mean, maybe I'm full of shit, but that's going to be a big deal.
It's definitely going to be fucked up in Baltimore, which is a huge fucking city. I mean, it's like one of the main thoroughfares. I mean, just like thank God that it was at like 1 a.m.
Well, I mean, they're all like connected now, like human centipede style. They're all, you know, the highway system is all. So like if you fuck one part up of the centipede, the rest of it starts to die. So they've got to fix that.
I hated that analogy so much, but.
Well, that was my synchronicity today, actually, is I woke up for some reason thinking about the Human Centipede. And then
of course,
I heard naturally. somebody like mentioned it today. And I was like, that's a weird synchronicity, but I'll take it.
Gross.
Synchronicities just mean that you're doing something right. Like you're where you're supposed to be, which is what kind of like that thought actually, now me thinking about it. I feel like, because I was telling you earlier, I don't remember if I said this before or after we started recording, but I just like we're in a simulation.
No, that was in text.
And oh yeah. Well, just like the simulation thing or like the matrix. Like I feel like I'm in the matrix right now. And I don't I'm not trying to sound like that person or the flat earther or whatever, but there's just something that felt so planned about every single thing that happened today. I did go to a funeral for a family friend. It was sad, but you know, like that's life, I guess, is that we all end up there at some point. And just how fixated I get on, like, to make it about me, of course, like how fixated I get on death and dying, and like how I'm convinced that there's something wrong with me at all times, and just constantly anguishing over the state of my body and what could be going wrong, that I'm like, I'm missing the point. It's just gonna, I can't know how I'm gonna die. And I wouldn't want to if I could, but like I keep looking for it for some reason, and it's missing the point. And then when you get that neurotic and bound up, like you start to feel that you are in a simulation and the earthquake was planned. And
it's a weird synchronicity that I'm having now because of you talking about death so much. Is that a weird thing happened today? Got this text from my aunt saying, she's asking if she could send, she said she had checks to send me, and she wanted to know if she could send them to my work to be signed for. And so I double checked my director. I'm like, is this awkward? Is this like inappropriate? I can't tell. And she said, no, I think it's fine. So I was like, what are these checks? Like, not to be weird about money, but what? And she goes, they're gifts from your grandparents. And I was like, oh, okay. Just like, oh, I guess June is somewhere close and they're dying and maybe they don't think they're going to make it to June or whatever. No, she said my check was $10,000. And I'm just like, oh, that means my grandparents are like really dying. But then I find myself like annoyed by the $10,000 because I said I didn't want anything from them. And I also,
so this is a spiteful inheritance.
I guess. I don't know. It's every other one of my cousins who have gotten their inheritance ahead of time to like put a down payment on a house or to like have their wedding or whatever have gotten $20,000.
You know people that inherit things?
Just on my dad's side. Just on my dad's side. And then on top it's like, I don't know. There was a conversation about me and why they weren't giving me the full amount to begin with. And it was because I was flighty. And I was so fucking offended that I was like, keep your fucking money. I don't care. Just leave me alone. Whatever.
Yeah.
And now they're sending me money and I'm going to take it because whatever.
You have kids. Fuck it. Take it.
But it's still not the $20,000 everyone else got. So I'm just a little curious about that.
Oh, well, then it's definitely a spiteful inheritance.
Is what it is.
They threw that money at you to insult you. But at the end of the day, you have $10,000.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I have it. I mean, I don't have it yet.
Maintain your lashes, obviously, because they look fantastic.
Literally. They're actually like half falling out. Like the inner corner is like bare and the outer corner is thick.
I've never had frustrating. That. Before. I don't think I ever would get my lashes done. It sounds fucking great, but like the maintenance part, I just can't do. Like Invisalign is as far as I'm going to go, and that's temporary, and then it's fixed forever. But the lashes just, you have to keep doing them. That's why I do Latisse.
Yeah, but I was actually thinking I might make a switch soon.
Yeah. It's a much better system, in my opinion. Your eyelashes would be crazy beautiful. And, but you will go through growth phases of like some of your eyelashes will start to come out because the growth phase has just gone so far beyond what it's capable of or whatever. This is like, I'm assuming all of this science right now. I know that hair grows and falls out in cycles. So
yeah,
but they stay in.
Also.
So they stay in much longer than they normally would. So they keep growing, but eventually they get to the end of that. So maybe it just makes the life cycle longer. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's the thing I'm noticing is like as these kind of like naturally shed and fall off, like a lot of real lashes are coming with them. And
yeah, that's what people say.
And I feel like they're starting to thin out, and I already am having like thinning issues because of my thyroid or whatever. But health wise, I'm feeling like better than ever. Probably because I'm drinking a lot of water.
You look great.
Hope I look cute next weekend.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I'm sure you will. I don't think I've seen you not look cute.
That's straight up crazy. What you said was just crazy. We're just both drinking water.
I'm drinking lemon water because it's good for your liver. I'm trying to undo what I did to myself last night, which was not smart.
I'm going to just like warn everybody. I'm going to be coughing a lot because this entire area is on fire and there's just like a lot of smoke in the air. It's very unpleasant. And I walked in it for 45 minutes earlier, despite everyone begging me not to. I was like, fuck y'all bitches.
It's hard. It's not 75 soft. It's 75 hard.
She was like, oh, this is beyond your, my friend was like, this is beyond your control. So it shouldn't count. And I was like, no, it even says like, don't go out in a hurricane or tornado or whatever. Like be smart. But if you don't go out in it, you also fail the challenge. Like, it's very specific. You have to do the thing, regardless of what the weather is like. That's why I'm doing it this time of year.
That's a fair point. That's a good idea. Yeah, you're doing it the right way. Just, you know, you do have blood pressure issues with your thyroid, so just be safe with the respiratory stuff. But I trust your judgment. I trust
your judgment. That was probably not the smartest choice I've ever had, but I did the thing, so it's all that matters. It's all that matters.
Yeah, no, you showed up.
Do you think the Baltimore thing was a conspiracy? Do you know that they'd been asking for that barge to get serviced for months?
No, I didn't. I don't know anything about that. I haven't heard anything about a conspiracy. I've seen memes of the Final Destination movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck yeah. Yeah.
That's what I've been exposed to as far as that goes.
I don't think it's a conspiracy. I just think it's the way that government systems work and how fucking lazy they are, that like the workers on this barge had been saying for months, like, this needs service. There are some issues. And then it ends up hitting a bridge. And man, that like the video is so like weirdly satisfying, though, of that little tippity tap and then the whole thing just collapsed. Like, holy fuck. I didn't realize how easily this could just tippity tap over.
It's a genre of oddly satisfying bridge fall compilation.
Oddly satisfying amounts of murder. I guess not murder, death.
Yeah. Did people died, right? I know at least two people
died. At least six people died. All the people that were working on the bridge, the six construction workers. I think that there may have been some civilians that died, like people like in their cars, but not many compared to how it could have been if it happened during like rush hour.
That's like really sad, but super still, sad. It is, I guess, in that way, harm reduction.
Yeah, you just have to look at the positive side. The positive side is that it happened in the wee hours of the morning,
because it did happen. There's no one doing that, not here. So weird, man. Today just felt so bland.
Yeah.
I can't put my finger on it. I don't have the words for it. I'm a little high. And yeah, like, but I've been feeling really just like empty. I don't, do you know what I mean? Just like empty and everything.
Depersonalization.
Well, I asked George today because like I couldn't even have like one like good feeling. So we went to, after the funeral, we went to this restaurant, just like a bar restaurant, like not like a nice thing, just to like grab some like fries and shit. And like I had like a Moscow Mule, and I just was fixating about my liver the whole time, and like, why am I doing this? And, like, do I have a problem? and then you know, having that argument with myself, are you an alcoholic or are you just really stressed out lately? And that should really just say everything that I need to no right then and there. But anyway, I get just too inside my own head about this shit. And that's what's been happening to me all day, as I'm just like having these like wicked intrusive thoughts. Also about to get my period. And then just the intrusive thoughts are, you can't be happy because this isn't real and everything is predetermined and you're not in control unless you unplug. And I don't know how to jar, how to like break the matrix right now. Cause like when I start feeling like this normally, what the thing to do is, and I think that what I'm describing terribly is a common human experience. And I think the thing to do is break the matrix, like do something you wouldn't normally do, but I just can't think of the thing.
Yeah.
It all came out terribly, but.
Well, no, I think that what needs to be jarred will present itself like it always does. But I think what you're describing, what should we call this, like the therapy episode? What you're describing is depersonalization. It's just a feeling that like the world around you is no longer real. And
I love that every time I fucking do this shit, you fucking shrink me. Why you gotta do that?
It's a form of dissociation. It's your body protecting itself from the level of stress you're feeling.
Is it normal to feel like empty and nothing?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Because depressed. if nothing's real, why would you feel anything? Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually happens when your body's under like an intense amount of stress and it needs to find a way to stop those feelings, to just stop it, make it stop. And your body overcorrects, your mind overcorrects by going, nothing at all.
Nothing at all. That's doing and a very it goes, good job at that.
It goes away. It's always temporary. And that's what you have to remind yourself of, is this is a temporary feeling. This is not real. This is...
I hope so.
This is just my brain.
Like, I should be so excited. I'm going to go to fucking California next week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I should be stoked. I'm going to fucking California and then Vegas. Like, it's going to be a shit show and we're going to rush through everything, but I should be so stoked. And I'm like, it doesn't... I had another bad intrusive thought. See, this keeps... I'm like, what if the plane crashes? What if that's why I don't feel anything? Because I'm already dead.
Ooh, oh, my God. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Maybe getting sorry is not a good idea for you.
Oh, sorry. No, I've been feeling like this all day. I'm actually feeling a little bit better now that I may or may not have.
I may or may not be dead.
Yeah.
This is.
May or may not, no, don't say it. We can't say it anymore. We can't put it out there. I'm sorry I said it.
Gina Davis right now.
Hmm?
You're just Gina Davis. That's who it is, isn't it? In Beetlejuice?
Yeah, the wife.
Yeah, you're her right now.
Why?
Because you don't realize you're dead.
If you had said I was like Alec Baldwin, I would have gotten.
Oh, honey, I always forget dead. That's Alec Baldwin because he doesn't look like Alec Baldwin.
He's
to
so
me
hot
in that.
In Beetlejuice.
And he's so good looking. Men, like white
so
men, truly
dad
just melt.
Good looking. I know.
You know what I mean? Oh. Like white men just devolve sometimes.
They start decaying while they're still alive, technically. Like Prince Philip.
Yeah, man. They just sometimes, it's like spoiled milk. And now all white men, because some age very gracefully and beautifully, but then
not
like,
a lot.
The overwhelming majority just go from like hot creature to overnight being like fat, middle-aged milkman.
Yeah. I feel like women don't do much better, but we do a little better.
I think women do better because we're more willing to correct the problems.
Oh, yeah. We're more willing to be humble and face that there are issues that need to be addressed. But we also
like,
want to
cool.
stay...
I need a facelift. Got it.
We also, like... I don't know what that is, but, like, we want to stay fuckable longer.
I should use my inheritance money and just go get my tits done.
What's wrong with your tits?
I've had two kids.
Well, that's still that specific
detail. They're not in the
location. I don't know what it does.
Like, I want them up. Like, I want them, like, here again.
They're
know?
Not in a location. They're on your chest. They
They're low
great.
On my chest, though.
I wouldn't know.
Mom.
I don't think I've seen your postpartum tits.
They're
fine.
Yeah,
they're
did.
Fine. What are you talking about?
Just not my thing. I want them higher, maybe a little bit fuller again.
Oh, God. Well, I guess as somebody that had amazing tits as a teenager, don't get those pedophilic vibes, guys. Don't. We're not encouraging that. But Jamie had great tits when she was a kid. And yeah, no, your standards are high.
Do you remember? This is an embarrassing story. I'm just going to put it out there. There was a time where like people would just give me things if I would like just flash my boobs for a minute.
Oh, yeah. No, that was awesome.
Like giant teddy bears, things.
So, well, if I wanted all something
girls have this experience? Like, do girls have these experiences, other women?
Not anymore, unless they're trash.
Well,
like we were.
But like, I mean, in our era of, I mean, maybe now too. Maybe. I mean,
if
I was
trash
just like,
we were.
I was like, no one's gonna, no one is even asking to touch my tits. I just want to see them. Like, all right,
it ain't hurting nobody.
I love this dead air. We're just creating.
I don't care. Fuck it.
We're it's so fine, dude. We're so dead.
Don't say that.
We're so out of it. My bad. We're so alive.
That better
actually
not be another synchronicity.
We're the most alive people. So I think we had like so many plans that we didn't.
Yeah, I was going to say something about that. We were going to talk about some things, and I think at no point did I ever think that we were going to have to research anything for this podcast. So I thought like talking about the thing that I was thinking about talking about would be just an easy thing for you, especially being a reality TV person, and I'm not, but like I have what I've observed online. I'll just say it. I'll just say it.
we can talk about them. I don't have a ton of information. I'm not necessarily that brand of reality girly. But we can still, I mean, I can say what my thoughts are.
I can speak on Chris and Kendall and whatever their name, and Kim. There's more.
It's the big ones.
I can speak on them.
Kim, Chloe.
As a millennial, I can Courtney. Speak on them.
Sure.
But they were, I guess that's my whole thing is like, how are they still relevant and they're not even really trying? Like, do they really have fans or is that a cult at this point? Because they are so unlikable. They are so like fake and unrelatable. Like nobody has the money to get all of that work done. I don't know what that is. I went and I asked Reddit about this and they had some interesting thoughts on why they're still relevant, seemingly effortlessly. Actually kind of in spite of them, like they're, entrepreneurial adventures have been pretty mid, like not that great. Like Kylie Cosmetics blew up and then it fizzled because they suck. Sorry, it's not me being a hater. They just, I've tried them and they're not good for my skin. So if they're not good on all skin, it's shit. It's the most liberal take I'll have all night. And
unlikely. You spit some shit out every once in a while. That's just wild.
I'm a man without a country, baby. But, yeah, like ultimately they haven't tried very hard to really even be relatable or likable even. And I'm like, how do so many people still care about them all this time? And like, I get it when we were kids. Like when we were kids, it was the fucking sex tape heard around the world, the ass of our generation. Mm-hmm. Like she made having a huge ass like fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
Which may or may not be nice for people like myself.
Yeah. Well, before then you had like your Britneys and your Parises who were just like wearing the skinniest of jeans with zero ass at all.
Yeah. I couldn't relate to that because they had tits and I didn't.
I think people act like the Kardashians aren't doing anything. But the reality is all of them are hustlers. Every single one of them. They're constantly getting into new ventures, doing new things, working for new people. Like, I think they're relevant because Kim's kind of a genius in a scary way of, well, Kim's kind of a genius, but the real like mover, the real person that's keeping them going is Chris.
Chris.
100%. Chris probably has mafia ties. Something about that woman. No.
Well, maybe. She's not even Armenian. Know. She's not the Armenian one.
I don't think so.
I guess that's why I like when we were younger, like when they first came on the scene, I was like, oh, a fat-assed, dark-haired girl. Like, I kind of like that, you know? Mm-hmm. And then she spoke and I was like,
No, they all sound so stupid. But the thing is just that I think their drama and everything is low stakes enough that people can imbibe it without getting deeply wound up. There's nothing really like super upsetting. I mean, I've never sat down and really watched the Kardashians because I don't see the appeal to their personalities, but I do recognize that each and every one of them is constantly in movement. There is no still time with these people. Like, they are just forever doing something. It's not really like our heiresses that we grew up being used to, like a Paris or a Nicole kind of situation where, like, these women were famous for nothing.
Yeah.
Instead, now, like, these girls have pretty much hustled from the day that they got on the screen, some more than others. Kim the most, outside of Chris.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but I guess my whole thing is, like, why do people like that? Because they are all the things that I just said, and then on top of it, they're not even trying to be, like I said, likable. Like,
likes the Kardashians? I don't know a single person that likes them. I think people are fascinated by them because there's an unattainable quality to them. This is the same reason people watch Real Housewives of anything. You're watching it because it's an unattainable life. You will never have that life. You are watching women who do have that life fight with each other. It is just gladiators reversed.
Okay, no, that's actually an interesting take. Not that people are fascinated, but they're fascinated to see people who have it so much better than them still struggle.
Yes.
Okay, I get it. I'm a sociopath.
to be something that you wouldn't be. Like, you're watching someone who's supposed to have, like, all the class in the world, all the money, all the access to everything, and they're making a fucking fool of themselves in public. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. Like,
showing their ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because everybody likes to show ass from time to time, and for sure, like, that's
especially the rich.
I love watching the rich show they ass for sure.
For show. Yeah, I mean, I think the Kardashians, it's polarizing. I don't get people who just, like, want to hate them. Like, they're just like, oh, I just want to talk shit. I want to pretend like they've never done anything. Because, like, the reality is the bitches make bank because they are doing stuff. And they just managed to keep themselves in the news and in the magazines and in the culture just enough that no one ever really stops paying attention, but not so much that people are, like, digging for scandal the way they are with other people. And it didn't hurt that they've been aligned with so many famous people. Like, it doesn't hurt that Kanye was part of this. It doesn't hurt that Caitlyn Jenner happened at, like, the beginning of the trans wave. And and you saw this person go from what was his name? Bruce Jenner?
Mm-hmm.
when he was a he to Caitlyn Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
And also just, like, the first face of, like, trans America on TV, and it happened to be, like, a terrible person.
This is that Armenian curse shit. They're ruining they're sucking the life out of the men around them to maintain relevancy, and also having terrible business ventures that are a big deal for at least a little while because they're so fucking popular. At least
some
fascinating
stick around. Like Skims does pretty well at all times.
But it's not good. My friend got some of that shit and she was like, it's trash.
I've never used Skims. I don't know. I know they've done
like,
other
it's expensive
things
fucking
that...
garbage. Not my experience. It's a review from a third party, but still.
Can't really see you using Skims or having a need for that. But
I don't. I mean, I know it's shapewear, so I could probably do the hourglass thing to maybe help with my ruler figure. But other than that, is it not? So it's not like I thought it was like corsets and shit, like a Dita Von Teese thing. Is it not that?
No, it's basically just like. What's the Spanx? It's like Spanx.
Oh, that okay.
I'm looking at like the most successful of their...
It's not lingerie?
Not really. I mean, I think there is some lingerie, but not mostly.
Right.
It's mostly
shapewear. What prices are you looking at right now? What do the prices look like?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look at that. I'm looking at their business venture success levels. Ugh, let's see. How much are Skims?
Because that's what I was told, is that it's overpriced garbage, like many things in this world. But that in particular was bad. And that's just another one of their failed business ventures. Kylie Cosmetics sucks, too.
It's worth $3.2 billion. It doesn't seem like a failed business venture, really.
Yeah, no, I'm convinced. I'm convinced they're witches.
It's like average high end, like a cotton rib tank is 38, boxers are 36, a onesie is 78, a tank dress is 60. Like I'm looking for the actual shapewear, but that's apparently very difficult to find. Their bras are in the $50 range. A core control high waisted thong is $36.
Okay, that says all I need to know. I would say that's pricey for
I don't think that's unreasonable, but yeah, it is. I mean, Spanx are expensive too.
Well, sure. If you compare it to something like
an established brand.
I'm not good in the skinwear department. Shapewear department. But
Shirley just keeps making businesses. Gosh, and they are all just really, yeah, Kylie Cosmetics is worth $600 million. You know, it is what it is. Kris Jenner has Jenner Communications as a company, $190 million. Kylie Skin, $16 million. Poosh. Right, I forgot Poosh was a thing.
What's Poosh?
It's Courtney's line.
poor Courtney.
No one cares about Courtney, unfortunately. Only $15 million. I mean, like, look. All of them have stuff. Some of it does well, some of it doesn't, but they've got the money to keep doing it. And the problem is that each time they do it, they're just very good at social media, is really what it boils down to with the Kardashians. They are social media minded and they know how to present themselves just enough to get the hype going. And they do that by creating rage and indignancy. And then, but people are like, but I'm kind of curious about it.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. That has to be it. And they were good at, I think, not only are they good at social media, they're just good at whatever it takes at the time. They're very good with recognizing trends and, like, doing what they have to do to put themselves out there, like the sex tape thing. You think that wasn't, 100%. Like, totally planned?
I'm sure Kris released it.
Leaked?
I don't know that Kim was involved with the planning of that, but I'm sure Kris is behind it.
She was.
I don't think so. I think Kim at that time was not the kind of person that, I think now Kim maybe would allow that, but I think that Kris is kind of a monster of a mother and would absolutely do that without her child's permission.
I don't know enough about the woman to know that she's like, I don't know what she's done that makes her a monster, except for that I'm pretty sure she's doing like dark magic.
Kris is just it's hard for me to put my finger on because I don't have my evidence that I wanted to gather, but Kris is there's evil behind her eyes. She doesn't fool me. I see behind her.
See, we didn't need to do research to talk about the fucking Kardashians. Are you kidding me? At what point are we ever going to talk about anything that requires actual research?
Give me your opinion
on it. I don't care how outdated you think it is. Just give me your fucking opinion on it, dude.
Yeah.
Because that is probably true, everything you just said.
They don't irritate me the way they irritate a lot of people. I mostly just am like, they're a net zero in my world. I don't watch their show. I don't do these things. It doesn't matter to me. They've done nothing super beneficial for the world, nor anything really super negative to the world. They were just a face at the time. They did really make fillers a thing.
Yeah, they did make fillers a thing. And that's kind of not cool.
I'm not against it. God bless them.
I know. I just feel really bad for all the people who are like not talked about because they're in the 1% who have had like bad ones and
sure yeah. Or like sucks. Overdid it, but yeah. The good thing about fillers is that you can dissolve anything.
Well, if it's around your eyes, which is where I would need it, that's kind of like sketchy.
I mean, it's just like you just blind. It's the same level of injection to you, well yeah, for sure there's a risk with any procedure you do.
Yeah, I know, and I'm a hypochondriac.
Yeah, so for sure. Which I get
that shit. I just have to moisturize the fuck out of my skin and hope for the best.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, it's unfortunate that 1% of people have issues, but 1% of people have issues with everything. Anyway, say your liberal thing.
Jamie looks... Oh, I already did. I said that. Like, well, okay, so...
Oh, I didn't. You didn't hear it.
Yeah. It was that they changed the way we viewed beauty because I feel like before it was okay to grow old a little bit and then, you know, sort of age gracefully. But now it's like weird when somebody does that. Like Sigourney Weaver, everybody's like, oh God, she looks like shit. But it's like, no, she just looks like a naturally aged woman. Jamie Lee Curtis, you know, like all these people from back in the day who used to be beautiful women. It's like, they're not trying to fuck you anymore, dude. Like they're not trying to get fucked. They're old ladies. Like they're good looking, well-maintained old ladies that didn't put a bunch of fucking shit in their face. Like A, leave them alone. And B, why is that a standard? And it's the fucking
Kardashians. No, I think that was kind of a thing before the Kardashians, but I do think they made it very accessible to like the average person. Now, what I will say in a positive way is I do think they changed a lot of beauty standards in positive ways. Like prior to Kardashian fame, if you weren't a double zero, you were fat. That was it. And the Kardashians have really changed. Like, I'm not saying that their bodies are healthy or natural, but what I am saying is that they did make having curves, having natural shapes acceptable. Like that you can be a person that has like thicker body parts and not be repulsive to the general society.
Even if it's surgically enhanced. As a matter of fact, enhance your body to be fatter. Only in the right places, though. Yeah, that's where I'm right like, that's where not everybody fills out that way. I get what you're saying, but like, not everybody fills out that way. They no, obviously not everyone don't. That's does. Why they got so many surgeries.
Yeah, no, for sure. A lot of people don't. But I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing to say, like, hey, fat asses are back in. Because now we have like a lot of Black women who are suddenly appreciated for their bodies again.
That's so racist.
No, I'm being honest. Like for a long time, we were treating Black bodies like they were the opposite of the ideal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. That was the big divide.
I'm clarifying for everyone. Skinny white women were the ideal.
Yeah, no, now, you can't see our faces. Sorry. But
you didn't make a face anyway. Shannon's got no expression tonight at all. This is just nothing. Like, I don't know if you got Botox recently or what happened.
I'm just high and tired and trying to break the matrix.
Oh, dude, it's just been a week. I mean, it's in longer than a week, but like, especially this week. I mean, I'm tired because I'm working out all the fucking time. Yeah, and I keep talking to some fucking boy all night, and then I have to work out after he's gone to work, so I'm like, oh, it's 10 o'clock at night, I guess I'm gonna go do that last workout now.
It's insane. You're a crazy person. I could never.
I have a window of time between 5 and like 10 when I can talk to him.
So that's fine, but what I'm saying is you don't have to do the second workout.
No, you do, because it's part of 75 hard.
Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot you're a fucking Chad now, and I just need to let you do your Chad bullshit. Okay, I won't argue with you anymore. You're daddy now.
Everyone keeps trying to argue me out of it, but I'm just like, look at the results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is impressive, and you're eating, you're like doing, I mean, this, there's nothing wrong with a healthy decision. Nothing 1,800 calories a day. I'm a calorie truther. I don't think calories matter. I think just like macros, if you want to put it into terms.
I don't have the brain space for that many numbers a day.
No, it's really easy. I don't care to like do the whole calculation thing. I feel like you can just eyeball it. Like, you know when your body
feels
good.
A lot of people can't. And that's the thing, is I'm hoping that 75 days of eating like with a diet that suits my weight and body will teach me some intuitive eating. But right now I do not have that.
Okay.
I'm a bottomless pit of hunger.
Well, I'm not really talking about intuitive eating specifically, but I'm talking about like just the portions of like the ratios and what you need to be consuming nutrients, like how many fats, how many carbs, protein, whatever, like macros. Like if you just kind of have a vague understanding of how that works and you're cognizant of it, then, you know, that and being active is, you know.
Yeah,
it's like that's a lifestyle thing. That's
macros are just so much to think about for my brain. And like I do consider them, like I do think about carbs versus protein and fats while I'm breaking down my calories. But I don't track my macro. I mean, they're tracked on my phone. I just don't look at that particular thing right now. For me, it is very much because losing weight is scientifically calories burned is greater than calories ingested. Like that is like science. And I mean, so are macros. Don't get me wrong. But for me, it is easier to look at this one number and not hyperfixate on the other three. So it's in my mind and I consider it, but I don't really look at it.
I just don't like, calories.
Yeah, sure.
Try to ignore them at all times. And then, yeah, like just having an eyeball. I think that if you, at some point, and anybody could benefit from this, like bother to figure out what ratios of fats to proteins, to carbs, to starches mm-hmm. you should be consuming, then I feel like that's what helped me get after I was done being really sick. That helped me out a lot when I was like trying to gain weight back, but like do it the right way and not just count numbers and shit. Cause that's just, I just can't do that. Like I just can't.
Sure.
It's not,
some people can, some people can't. And like, honestly,
fucking so miserable. What I'm saying is like, as long as it doesn't make you miserable, for me, it made me miserable. So I did the macro thing and the intuitive eating came that way.
Yep.
But if you're comfortable and it doesn't like upset you or like just make your brain go nuts because.
And it can. I don't know. And it might. Like that's the thing is like I have had these issues before and it very well could be frustrating. But right now I have a minimum and a maximum and I operate in that window. And that keeps me from being a psychopath. Like,
yeah.
If I hit like this 300 calorie window, that's the ideal.
Okay, that's good. Then you're, as long as you give yourself some leeway, you're not like, oh my God, I went over that. Like,
no, 1800 I feel like is pretty high. It's not technically. Like, I did my TDEE, and so I checked like my basal metabolic rate, and 1800 is like my cutting calories. In fact, okay. I think it's 1900. I think I took it back to 1800 because I was like, 1900 calories is a lot of fucking calories.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, 1800 is actually pretty high because anytime I've ever tried to lose weight, I'm like 1200 calories a day. But that's not enough when you're working out twice a day.
Just as long as you can do the counting thing and it not be weird. And yeah. I also want you to, I mean, if that's how you achieve intuitive eating, fine. But yeah, for me, that's just like grading and I just can't.
Yeah.
It feels really like I'm not really triggering for some people. Well, and I'm just not absorbing any information. Like, I want to know why, like, because I also don't think that, like, calories have, well, I just don't think that they have any value. I'm just a calorie truther. I don't think that they fucking matter. I really just don't think they matter. I think it's
even though food. That is the literal building blocks of food and energy.
No. It's my own personal experience, and I have issues with, after I came off of birth control, I have hormonal issues. And so like I lose weight really easily. I gain it pretty easily. I guess I'm a classic mesomorph, but like I do lose weight very easily and I'm prone to being on the, no brag, on the thinner side, but that comes with its own set of issues. And it would be nice if I could just maintain a level where my body feels healthy. And because of all the stress and all the bullshit and having a 9-to-5, like every single motherfucking one of us, been stressed the fuck out, and for some people it's like you're stress eaters and then some people are stress starvers. I'm a total stress starver, and my doctor told me that's totally hormonal, and I asked my dad about it and he's like, yeah, our whole family's like that, like we just shut down, and it's weird.
Sure. And I mean, I think when you're trying to gain weight or you're trying to maintain weight, calories are kind of a lot trickier because it's a big number and you're trying to like kind of it's just a high number. But I think when you're losing weight, like when you're intentionally trying to change the shape of your body to be smaller, calories are probably the most valuable tool. I do think your macros are super important in terms of health, But I think when you're intentionally trying to cut weight, it's calories are just far and away the best, simplest way. You just have to be very intentional with your calories.
For you.
Yeah, no, for me. And that's not true for everybody. But I think when you're losing weight, that is usually the, at least for me, that is the way that has worked. I just cannot obsess about it.
Yeah, and don't. Please don't.
I don't need to. I'm feeling it's working without me obsessing about it.
Good.
It's feeling good. I don't feel, I mean, I feel very hungry right now, but like normally I don't feel hungry. And it's just because I ate my snackies too early in the day today. and then all I had was a mandarin orange for my afternoon snacky. And I was like, oh no, this is not filling at all.
Do they call them snackies?
I call them cute? Snackies.
Oh, okay.
They're my little snackies.
You should be on their marketing team.
Of all these fucking dude bros, Andy Frazalia over here, yeah. Just like, and I'm just like, you should call them snackies.
Yeah, appeal to the women of 75 hard.
We like snackies, we like lunchy, we like din-dins, we like yeah. Brekkie.
And then we get one girl dinner section. A month.
One girl dinner a month. Girl dinner is like honestly the way that I'm cutting weight the most. It's just I'm like, what do I feel like eating today? And I put a bunch of shit on a plate and I
that's intuitive
quickly
eating,
scan all the calories and then I go, oh, cool. Sure. That's the thing is I just have the easy little scanner for everything. So my calories just are so easy to input. It doesn't really matter.
What's your favorite girl dinner lately?
It's just like a white trash charcuterie board, really. Like I'll just like put some like salami and prosciutto on a plate with like blue cheese stuffed olives or garlic stuffed olives, maybe a pickle if I'm feeling zesty. And then I bought brie the other day and I got brie in this jam and I've just like been like slathering jam on the brie. So good.
Mine is probably like a Sam Adams, like right now, like a Sam Adams pork rotcher.
Pork rocker.
Seasonal thing they got going on right now. It's pretty good. And like just crack open a can of sardines and some bread.
I knew you were going to say sardines. I knew it the second you were like, mine is. I was like, fucking sardines. I know it.
Yeah, I love sardines.
This girl and sardines. I've never had a sardine still. I'm intimidated by the idea of eating their little heads.
They just taste like chicken. But you can get them without the heads.
Okay. But there's still little bones in there, aren't there?
Yeah, a little bit. It's not bad. Just a little crunch. It's fine. That's really fine. It's like
that's
chicken.
That's the thing that traumatizes me is the bone idea. I don't like to know the anatomy of the thing I'm eating. I like it so processed that like the anatomy is a mystery to me. Like I don't know what part of the chicken this came from. I know it says chicken breast, but like so like logistically I could probably figure it out, but I'm not thinking like that.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Ooh,
you just don't want something with bones in it.
I've decided I'm gonna get chickens. As soon as I've got a house, I'm gonna have chickens. I'm gonna be a chicken girly.
God, do you want me to just bring George here so you can talk about how you guys are turning into each other?
Does he want chickens?
He wants pigeons.
Oh, well, I see that's just and chickens, to me.
But he wants pigeons and he ultimately like that would be the goal.
Sending pictures of pretty chickens.
They're gorgeous. Chickens are they're good looking. They can be good looking birds. Look
who's in the corner here because of screenshotting.
Oh my God.
They're pretty. And I was like, I buy fresh eggs from this guy at my job who has like a little farm.
Dude, that's awesome. I would fucking love that shit.
Whenever he has fresh eggs, he like messages me and they're like super expensive, like $4 a dozen. But
yeah,
they're like brown and green and blue and white. And I just love them. And they're all different sizes. I got a double yolk in one time. So cool.
That shit will happen with the. Yeah, no, that's the hookup, dude. You're paying more for a way healthier option.
And they taste so much better. Like, I know everyone's like, you're just imagining it. I'm like, it tastes better.
It genuinely does. And you're not putting money into the machine, dude. That's what we need to be fucking doing. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I'm keeping all the shells in a little jar right now so that I can grind them up and put them in Nova's food. Because I don't trust, like, the store shells, but I do trust his shells.
Yeah. We need more skilled people in this world so we can start bartering. We really, really, really do.
Well, I'm going to start having eggs, so.
That's perfect. I love that for
you. As soon as I have a house.
And I will trade you. You can, if you take care of the protein, I'll take care of the vegetables. We'll barter with you.
Down. I'm so bad at growing shit. Mm. Hell yeah.
I got you, dude.
Man, but if George we want to make more chickens.
I don't got you. I can't grow shit, but George can.
If we want to make more chickens, I have to get a rooster and I really don't want a rooster.
Oh, that'd be fucking hilarious. I'm picturing us living in like the same big house right
now. I know.
With our families.
Two boys being friends. Our yeah. families.
Like your wing of the home and my wing of the home. And then the kids. And chickens in the backyard.
Chickens in the backyard. I was looking at houses in Connecticut the other day and I saw this literal castle. And I was like, bro, it's down $10 million. Look at this. It's $29 million now. And it's insane, though. It's like 18,000 square feet. It's...
Where is this?
In Connecticut. It's on like a little island. It has a moat around it and two bridges.
That's our house.
That's it. It feels very like The Haunting to me. Let me find it. Let me find it and text it to you. Because I texted it to...
Like with Catherine Zeta and that weird girl. And oh my God. Was
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Love of my life, Owen Wilson. I don't know why I love him so much, but I really do.
Everybody loves him. I'm partial to his brother.
I love them both. The Wilson brothers are just top tier everything. Dude, they seem like good people. They're funny. They're cute.
I mean, I'm not the first person and I won't be the last person to say that we're full blown turning into Idiocracy. But yeah, Luke Wilson and Idiocracy. And Maya Rudolph. So fucking funny. She's the whore.
I love Maya
Rudolph. Can I say that? The sex worker.
I've never seen Idiocracy, so.
You have to watch it. It's so fucking funny, dude. It's such a time piece.
Pull up this house and just look at it really quick while we're on the pod.
Okay. Oh, the house we're going to live in together?
Yeah. The $29 million house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll get there. Oh my God, it's us, dude.
It's
perfect.
It's a literal castle.
Let me describe what I'm seeing right now. Imagine Disney World with fireworks going over it, and then the opposite of that, where it looks like goth Disney World.
Mm-hmm. You gotta just start scrolling through the inside too, because it's wild. One of the bathrooms looks like it's the inside of an enchanted tree.
That's insane. What is this? Did somebody build this recently or is this
2010? 2010. It was built.
We have a modern castle in Connecticut, full blown, like not even like post medieval, just straight up medieval. And then the interior is I mean, obviously it's gorgeous. It's a fucking castle.
Yeah. There's a circular bar in the middle staircase? Of a kitchen. Yeah.
Spiral yeah. fucking staircase. Are you kidding me? Yeah, no, I want to live in goth fucking Disney World.
Okay, picture or number the Disney 27. Castle. Look at that bathroom in 27.
I know, it's gorgeous.
It looks like the inside of an enchanted tree.
It's giving The Haunting.
It's giving The Haunting, I'm saying.
Where's the giant fireplace with the fucking lion head?
It has 12 fireplaces.
Bitch, I'm surprised it doesn't have more. Yeah, this is amazing.
It only has 9 bedrooms. And like some of the bedrooms are in like the turrets and stuff. The towers are 126 feet high. I know. I'm obsessed.
Who's been living here?
I don't know. Probably an eccentric millionaire.
That's fucking
wild. Oh, and the dimensions of the rooms are all fucking huge, too. Like 14 by 18, 28 by 40.
Castle, dude. It's a fucking castle.
It has a library in it.
Oh my God, it's Beast's castle. You can be Belle and do the thing in your little library.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
that's all
dude.
I've ever wanted.
Yes, I will live in Goth Disney Castle with you.
All right, down.
And our families. That's
we can pool our money because apparently it's about $170,000 a month. So
all right, subscribe to the Patreon.
Pay for us to live in Goth Disney Castle. We'll let you come visit if you do that with tickets and if you show your ID and submit to a background check.
That's true. I actually will fully fulfill that promise.
Yeah, we will. We will let you take a tour of it at least.
Nobody's going to pay to hang out with us.
they're going to be paying to see the house. That's the thing.
Yeah, but we got to be there. That's the deal breaker.
Put some like trap doors in there and shit. And like, ooh, it's like people come to visit us and it's really just like Willy Wonka. without it being a chocolate factory. Like, we're just going to put you through tests. They're not like moral tests like in Willy Wonka. They're just like ambiguous and scary.
Yeah, somewhere between Sweeney Todd and Willy Wonka.
Yeah, exactly. He had a trapdoor too.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck y'all. Make me meat pies.
Meat pies.
We're looking for more protein because the chickens weren't cutting it.
And we're trying to eat intuitively.
We didn't want to kill the chickens. Actually, it turned out we just wanted their eggs.
That's actually what I was thinking. I don't want to kill the chickens.
I won't probably ever let anyone kill the chickens. I'll be like, I named them all. They can't die now.
That's what I said to George because he was like, you know, you gotta pick one or whatever to fucking slaughter, and like you've got your organic meat or whatever. But I'm like, dude, you full well know you're gonna name them and not be able to kill them. And you love birds. He won't do it. So we're just gonna have chickens eventually that between you and him, that's eggs that are the forever. Only source and live forever. Yeah. And have cool names. Like Bartholomew.
Yeah.
Because a chicken named Bartholomew lives in that castle.
Daisy had there were chickens at her last school that she got to help take care of. And everyone's favorite's name was Favy because he was the favorite.
Oh my God.
He was really nice teenagers. Chicken. That was elementary school. So it was mostly little babies.
No. All right. Fine. Never mind. But I had a negative experience today with teenagers. I feel like kids are getting smarter and like more open-minded or whatever. And like, also dumber because of social media, but there's this weird group of people right now that were born somewhere between like 2006 to 2009, maybe later. I'm old. I can't really think what year you would be born to be in this like 15, 16 year old age group. There is something right now with 15 and 16 year old fucking people in 2024 that is just so dumb. Why are they all so dumb? Or why is like 97% of them so dumb?
I think part of the problem is that they're actually so smart, but like the world is so confusing right now that they are just all acting like idiots. Like they're like trying to get reactions from the world in the dumbest ways.
Yeah. Well, and they don't have the ability, even when they're out in public, to acknowledge that they are in public. Like this chick was sitting behind me today with her friends and they weren't even old enough to like drink. And I caught a glimpse of them. I'm like, okay, yeah, school just let out. Summer breaks are on the vacation, they're wild and whatever. And so like they're sitting down in the booth behind me and the booth is like fucking moving and rocking because she can't like fucking sit still every time a song comes on that she likes. And I'm like, bitch, I get it, live your life, but like there's another person on the side of this fucking booth and I don't feel like experiencing what New Yorkers felt earlier today. It's goddamn earthquake up in this bitch and I don't appreciate it. It's so disrespectful. Sit still, you're in public.
Hello.
Don't be dumb.
What do your mom didn't decency. Teach you shit?
Have some decency. You know what I mean? Like there's no there's no decency like in many groups, but like that particular group of people just seems so aloof.
Yeah. No, I do. I do get that. They're very annoying. That's the real problem. Is they just can't help it. They just are annoying. I'm living with a teenager almost. And I'm having a lot of issues with her at the moment. So
were we that stupid?
Probably. Oh, you know what? Yeah. In fact, yes, we were.
But did we care about being decent in public?
Yeah, because we both had like bad social anxiety.
No, I think just like there was just a general politeness towards the strangers around you, like just be decent.
I mean, I guess I think that until I start thinking about like all of the band kids going to like CC's Pizza and just like mauling the fucking place.
Like,
and then I'm like, maybe we weren't that great, actually.
Maybe we weren't that great. No, I'm sorry. I take back everything I just said, actually. We were shitty too. You're just 15. And
yeah,
stupid.
You're just at that age. And you know what? The thing is, I don't want to be friends with a 15 year old. So because you guys are shitty. I don't know why anyone was friends with us. A lot of adults were friends with us.
Well,
people would graduate
grooming.
Our high school and just hang the fuck out. You know what I mean? Remember that? Like the people who just graduate and just fucking hang out.
I dated
picking
one
up
of them.
Teenagers. I did too.
We were being groomed. It's fine. Whatever.
Like literally, like, these were adult men.
I know. It's crazy to think about.
It's disgusting. So gross.
So fucking funny, dude.
Like if my child, if my child, I don't have to do anything because her father will kill her.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that you need to worry about that. And your child is not like a lot of them.
One of them kind of is.
No, she's, well, wild. She's also way younger.
She is. She's, so I don't have to think about it yet, but I do believe that she will be on a boy's motorcycle by the time she's 15.
I hope not.
Sneaking around, being a psychopath. I have to like force feed her birth control. Yeah, for real. I have to like slip it into her breakfast.
No, don't do that. You'll fuck her hormones up.
That's better than her getting pregnant. That really fucks your hormones up.
I guess that's true. That's a fair point.
there's some pros and cons either way.
Well, I mean, I was on birth control and I didn't. Whatever. We're not the same. Birth control helped ruin me.
I know. And some people have had perfectly fine experiences. Like I was on birth control when I was in my teens and totally fine.
I think the problem with me is that I was on it for so long.
Long. Yeah.
Like I was on it.
You were on it a very long time.
Almost 2 decades. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's really the thing.
Yeah.
Shouldn't do that.
That's why.
Especially because there's so many alternatives.
It's just, it's upsetting. Point. Yeah, well, at this point, but it's just upsetting that nobody, when I was, you know, in the early aughts as a teenager, like, nobody back then told you, like, oh,
this I don't think they really knew that much yet. It was like, we were still in the experimental group.
They did. We've had the birth control pill since the 70s. They knew enough.
For sure. But you know what? People just didn't used to complain about anything. They would just, like, suffer forever. And not say a goddamn thing like little psychopaths. They really set us up for failure.
Well, I had to go to the emergency room to figure it out. So it kind of came at me, but, you know.
You have the most extreme things happen to you with everything that happens to you.
That's why I'm a fucking hypochondriac.
That's not me being mean. It's just me saying, like, I'm not being facetious. When something happens to Shannon, it will always seem dramatic. And then she will go to the doctor and it'll be completely validated every time. Because it was actually just the worst thing that could have happened.
That's why I am a quote unquote hypochondriac, but maybe it's not hypochondria because that's like irrational. I have a rational reason to be
at this point. I think it's just called trauma at this point.
Yeah, it's medical trauma. I have medical trauma. But it can't be that traumatizing because I'm not a fucking health nut like you. Not a Chad like you, dude.
I'm like a turtle leg, dude, bro. Still over 190 pounds, but I'm like really close to not being over 190 pounds. So,
well, you obviously shed a lot of something.
Yeah. No, fat's burning. I'm sure I'm building muscle because I'm just playing Beat Saber so fucking hard, bro. No, but my arms, like, legitimately, though, like, they are starting to get like some.
Look at you. Anything else?
I'm trying to think. Oh, I was looking at approval ratings the other day. Not of the actual approval ratings, but like a version of approval ratings. It was like, what was it? It was that conservatives don't feel as much dread about Joe Biden winning as Democrats do about Donald Trump winning. But conversely, Democrats are much less excited about the idea of Biden winning than conservatives are about the idea of Trump winning. And I was like, this is an interesting little cross section of the world where we're all kind of like so dumb. And I don't. Well, I no longer know what to do with people. Yeah. I mean, I think the reality is that because the worst thing Biden's going to do is just like be old and confused. It's and the worst thing Trump's going to do is get himself worked up and start passing laws again that are crazy, start overturning more things that we've had amendments for.
Guess how Jamie votes.
I don't even think I'm gonna this year.
Damn, dude. You know I am.
I don't have any. I hate all these people.
Go for RFK Jr. Fuck it. Just do it. You got nothing to lose.
I don't like him either.
That's crazy to me. Crazy to me.
Yeah, I don't vibe with anybody. I feel like we're just like looking down the barrel of a gun. We're like the two options that could potentially win, because RFK Jr. is not going to win. Like the best hope for him is that he's going to get more than any third party has before, which would be great, because I would love for there to be like a valid third party that is getting actual votes.
Manifest.
I think there should be many parties. Six would be like ideal.
Yeah. I've been thinking about that a little bit here and there, and obviously what we've got now, I mean, it's not my original idea. Nothing ever is, but like what we have now is not working. And
when you're looking at two terrible options, what is there to be excited about or to like want to know?
The thing about this election,
we know both these devils.
It's like the devil. Normally it's the devil you know and the devil you don't know, but this is, we know both of these devils, and that's the thing that's so disheartening about this election, is that we know these people and what they're capable of, and both of it is shit. Like, both of those options suck. Mm-hmm. Like, we already know what to expect, and if you want to sit here and say you're happy with the Biden administration, then, I mean, I'm sorry, but you're lying to yourself. And you know, if you're a big Trump supporter, like I get that. My problem with those people is that they fail to see how insanely divisive he was for the country and like the people. And that's really not what we need right now, because nobody is decent anymore. Nobody is capable of a coherent thought anymore. I'm barely getting one out right now, but we are better off gambling on something that we don't know. So I don't care what party he's in. If I don't know him, but I like what he's saying or she's saying or whatever, then that's the person that I'm gonna fucking vote for.
And don't joke, you would never vote for a woman.
That's so not true. I'd vote for Sarah Palin. I would vote for Condoleezza Rice. The look you just gave me. Jamie just looked at me like she was gonna vomit.
I'm just disappointed. I don't know why. I should expect this by now, but I just consistently find myself to be like just like a sad mom who's just like, I thought I taught her better, but he just didn't.
I was half kidding on the Sarah Palin thing, but Condoleezza Rice, absolutely. I would vote for her.
Just Sarah Palin's kid, Bristol, was on Teen Mom for a while.
I did know that because you told me.
I don't believe that that's true. I don't think I've talked about Teen Mom with you. I love Teen Mom.
Yeah, you did, because you talked about why you hate Dr. Drew, which I take umbrage with.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Because he's such a shitty host. I'm not saying like, he's probably not a shitty person. He's just a shitty host for like Reunion, which is the only thing he does with Teen Mom.
Dr. Drew's kind of getting it in both holes right now. He is talking a lot about how the COVID vaccine was wrong in that it was mandated too soon, or mandated at all, but manufactured too soon and then forced upon the public. And that's, I feel like, a very coherent, valid argument to make, just objectively and not politically at all. Just there was a shot that was developed quickly because we were in this pandemic that feels like a giant psyop at this point in hindsight. And I'm sorry, I'm just speaking, I'm just shooting from the hip. Please forgive me if I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. We were all affected by COVID. It was a terrible time. But the mandation and politicization, if that's a word, of medicine is wild. And it has to be unconstitutional. I mean, I don't know dick about shit, but there's no way that's like technically legal by American standards. So, and that's what Dr. Drew talks about a lot. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. It's what RFK Jr. talks about. The government shouldn't be able to tell you what you can and can't put in your body.
I mean, it has been for a million years, though. Like, my kid wasn't allowed to go back to school because she wasn't up to date on her vaccinations for like a few days one time.
That's insanely fucked up. And by that merit, you just watch, they're gonna be picking and choose. It's gonna be a federal fucking thing, and they're gonna pick and choose who gets to have abortions, and then they're gonna build class of like what they believe to be genetically elite people, and then that's how they're gonna thin out the herd.
It's like they're already picking who can have abortions. Like, they don't want anyone to unless it's like their mistress, and then she can have all the abortions that they need to have.
Yeah, that's a thing in and of itself. But my bigger argument here, my bigger point is that it's just wrong for the government to say, if you're going to say the government shouldn't tell you what to do with your body and the government can't tell you to not get an abortion, then I can sit here and say the government shouldn't be able to tell me to get a fucking vaccine that I don't fucking need.
Yeah, I mean,
or at least I have the if I want to get the vaccine, I will get the vaccine.
I think the difference was you didn't technically legally have to get the vaccine. They just prevented you from doing things.
Like working or going to school. So that's
that was your work's choice though, not the government's. Like work got to choose.
They mandated. Well, it depends on what state you were in, I think, but where I am, sure. it was a mandate.
Yeah, but it wasn't a federal mandate.
No, it very rarely is, but I think they're working towards that level of thing, and that's why we need to get out of the system and vote for people that are outside of the system and want to change the way it is, because it's not working. And everybody's going crazy.
Yeah. I just don't see a way out of it. I think we're going to just keep swinging back and forth every 4 fucking years. And it's just going to get more and more polarizing. And every term will only be undoing what the last person did over and over and over again ad nauseum forever.
Yeah.
Until we crumble the society.
That's why I say what I say.
The Roman Empire is falling.
We can't have the pendulum swing in only 2 directions.
Yeah, I just don't know that it's going to swing in a third one anytime soon.
Well, I hope it does. I think that's what we need. Just my thoughts. That's my business.
that's just my feelings.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, I think that's it.
We really conquered the world's problems this week. It's
really just you hanging out with us.
Solved it all.
All right. Love you. Mean it.
Love you. Mean it.
And stopping recording.
And...